The city had planned to finish the tunnel by the time school started in August, but Park City Transportation Director Alfred Knott says weather and a few other factors have set the timeline back a bit.
A lot of delays related to utilities, conflicts that were not mapped, which is not abnormal. Typically, utilities are laid in roadways. Sometimes they're not necessarily as planned. You know, the as-built plans don't necessarily define them. So there is exploration that occurs, and then you find the certain utilities. So that's taken a little bit of time. Also, delivery of materials has taken a little bit longer in terms of rebar and things like that that go into the actual structure itself.
The tunnel is replacing an above-ground signaled crosswalk to ease traffic congestion and provide a safer route for pedestrians from Park City High School to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Seminary building on the other side of Kearns. Knott says the city is working with the Park City School District to alleviate the effects of construction on the high school campus. He says they've moved as much of the construction materials from the parking lot as possible, but there will still be an impact.
So, you know, anywhere between 15 to 20 spaces exist in that front row, and that's where we would look to maybe be able to stage there also like we did at the beginning of the project also. But again, that's a negotiation with the school district that needs to occur because their expectation was that this project would be completed by then, and so is ours.
While the project wraps up, traffic on Kearns will remain open in both directions, and Knott's doesn't foresee a significant traffic delay. As for students crossing to the seminary building, the city and school district are considering installing a temporary crosswalk signal since the original signal has been removed. Once it's finished, Knott says the nearly $3.9 million tunnel, paid for with Summit County Transportation sales tax revenue, will hopefully make up for construction frustration.
It'll be a wonderful project, much safer crossing. Again, a very beautiful structure. As much of a tunnel can be beautiful, it'll be a very well-designed tunnel. And yeah, it'll be hopefully out of sight, out of mind once everything's completed and people forget about the pain we go through when you do these projects. And the end result is a very, very good project. It's better for traffic. And then also, again, safety is paramount.
Knott says the tunnel will likely be finished in mid-September, a month later than expected. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.